The fire of hell is a place of disgrace and punishment. It is reserved for the people who are absolutely evil and there is no goodness in them. Like for example those who murdered the prophets of Allah and their descendants, and those who oppressed others and etc. The people of hellfire will not be allowed to die or to escape from the fire, even though they will try. Neither will they get any rest nor any relief from thirst, hunger and the heat of hell. When they wish to quench their thirst, they will only have a boiling drink which will burn their faces. As for food, they will eat from a tree called Zaqqum, which emerges from the depth of hell. Its fruits will resemble the heads of devils which will boil in their bellies. In some commentaries, the Zaqqum tree is Bani Umayyah. People who do evil in this world and do not repent will see their evil deeds come alive to them on the day of judgment as beasts and harmful creatures that will constantly torment them. Their deeds may come in the form of wild dogs, serpents, scorpions, and so forth. Question: is the fire of hell same as the fires of this world? Fires of this world scorch the body of the man and not his soul and mind. But the Holy Quran says, fire of hell will reach up to the soul of man and scorch his conscience. Hellfire has seven worlds or seven gates for different classes of people, and each place has its own gate. Some have said these gates have different names for the areas in hell. For example, one is called Al-Jahim. We also have Lava, which will be the place for those who turned away from the truth. Another name is Saqar. It neither spares nor leaves anything. It scorches the human. There is Al-Hutama, which literally means that which crushes to pieces. Hawiya is a dark pit of fire that has no end. Sa'ir is a blazing fire. Jahannam is the most well-known name for hellfire, and it is the place that is most feared. Those that are threatened with the punishment of hellfire are divided into different groups. The first group are those that covered the truth and rejected Allah's communications. The second group are those that ascribe false deities to Allah. The third group are the hypocrites. The fourth group are the oppressors. The fifth group are those who have killed a human being without any justification. The sixth group are the sinners and the criminals.